Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host, Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspiration on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being, unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit? If so, I'm thrilled to invite you to my program, the Holistic Wellness Transformation Coaching Program. My one-to-one coaching program is a comprehensive and individualized approach to help you improve your overall well-being. As a holistic wellness coach, I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey to attain balance and harmony in all areas of your life. With personalized coaching sessions, I'll offer guidance and support throughout your wellness journey. Starting with a thorough holistic assessment, we'll dive into your past, habits, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and patterns that may be holding you back and no longer serving you. This assessment forms the foundation for your customized wellness plan. Together, we'll explore the 8 foundational elements of wellness to ensure you feel balanced and aligned with your goals and your values. This program goes beyond the surface, providing you with mental and emotional support. I will help you to manage stress, anxiety, and other challenges such as perfectionism and people-pleasing, offering techniques and strategies to enhance your resilience and your skills. The benefits of this program cannot be overstated. I'll be there every step of the way to support you in achieving balance and harmony in your life, manage stress, and improve your emotional well-being. Nurture healthy connections, create lasting, healthy habits, achieve your goals, and gain confidence in your ability to transform your life. Join me on this journey to holistic wellness. You could go to my website to check out my various packages, and you could go to my Calendly link found in the show notes to schedule a free 30-minute consultation call where we will go over the 8 core areas of wellness, as well as your goals and your dream life. Reach out and let's get started on your wellness journey so you can finally live the life you want. Hello, I'm your host Des, and you are listening to episode number 149. On today's episode, we're going to be diving into the concept of developing a lucky mindset. We'll learn how a shift in perspective can actually influence our experiences and open up new opportunities. To start off, let's define what we mean by having a lucky mindset. Though it may sound like it, this idea doesn't actually rely on chance or superstition, but rather cultivating a positive and open mindset that attracts opportunities. Luck in this context is more about recognizing and seizing opportunities that come along your way. A lucky mindset involves looking at challenges as opportunities, staying optimistic during difficult times, and not only being open to new possibilities, but welcoming them. So if luck is more about mindset and openness, you may be wondering how you can start developing this lucky mindset in your everyday life. So let's go over some practical steps to developing a lucky mindset. You've probably heard me talk about this again and again, but one key aspect is gratitude. It may sound a bit woo-woo, but I promise you it's not. Taking a moment each day to reflect on the positive aspects of your life can really shift your focus away from what's lacking to what you actually have. Gratitude is a powerful tool, yet it is so frequently underestimated. Another important aspect is reframing challenges. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, try viewing them as opportunities for growth and for learning. This mindset shift can improve your mood, your self-talk from negative to positive, your self-esteem, and the confidence you have in yourself. Piggybacking off of this point, another aspect of developing a lucky mindset I want to touch on is embracing a positive mindset. Having a positive mindset and practicing positive self-talk is crucial when fostering a lucky mindset. Developing positive thinking takes practice. We're so quick to focus on the negative, to be hard on ourselves, to beat ourselves up. When you're faced with a challenge, consciously focus on what you can control and the potential positive outcomes. Also, surrounding yourself with positive influences and a supportive community can significantly contribute to maintaining resilience and practicing this mindset shift. I recommend joining my Facebook group. It's a free community full of wonderful, supportive, and encouraging individuals. You can find that link in the show notes or go to facebook.com/groups/accordingtodez. It's clear that developing a lucky mindset involves adopting a gratitude practice, intentional shifts in our perspective and mindset, and practicing positive self-talk. Luck is often a result of the mindset we cultivate, but how can we actually go about making these shifts? There are some easy and actionable steps that you can take today to start developing your lucky mindset. Journaling is a great way to practice gratitude and reflect on shifting your mindset. You can keep a gratitude journal where you actually write a list of things in your life that you are grateful for, or you can journal to reflect on challenges that have come up for you and how you handled it or responded to them. You can journal about your feelings, your thoughts, your behaviors, your actions when it comes to said challenge and what you learned. There are many aspects to explore, and journaling is a great way to approach this. Another way to develop a lucky mindset is to meditate. You can easily search guided meditations on YouTube and tons will come up. You can do this by sitting or you can try a walking meditation. This is a great way to tap into your mind and your subconscious. Positive affirmations and mantras can also be powerful tools when developing a lucky mindset. I'm going to list a few affirmations that you can recite to yourself to help influence your mindset. So get out a pen and paper or make a note in your phone so you can write down the ones that resonate with you. I am a magnet for positive opportunities. I attract luck into my life effortlessly. I'm so lucky, everything goes my way. Or, I'm so lucky, everything works out for me. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth, and I am ready to turn obstacles into stepping stones. I trust that the universe is conspiring to bring me good things, and I am open to receiving them with gratitude. Luck is a byproduct of my positive mindset. I radiate positivity, and good things come my way. I am grateful for the abundance in my life, and I welcome even more prosperity and joy. I am in the right place at the right time, and opportunities flow to me effortlessly. My thoughts create my reality, and I choose to focus on the positive, attracting luck into every aspect of my life. I release any negative beliefs about my luck and embrace the limitless possibilities that surround me. I am resilient and I bounce back from challenges with grace and a positive mindset. Luck is a mindset and I choose to see the silver lining in every situation. I radiate confidence and my confidence attracts success and good fortune. Every day is filled with new possibilities and I am excited about the luck that awaits me. I hope that you enjoyed this episode about developing a lucky mindset and that some of this resonated with you and inspired you. I hope that March is a month of luck for you and that you can bring this lucky mindset into your everyday life going forward. I really hope that you liked this episode and gained a lot of value from it. If you did like this episode, please share it on social media. You can tag me at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you do enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to keep bringing on amazing guests. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/thewellnessprojectwithdes to show your support. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. I would love to extend an invite to you to become a part of my community. You can do this through Facebook, where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights, any aha moments, any thoughts or ideas you would like to contribute. You can contribute in the discussion taking place in my Facebook group, and it's a great place to connect with me because I am in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. You can find the group at facebook.com/groups/accordingtodes, and that link will also be in the show notes. You can also check out more of what I'm doing on my website, accordingtodes.com. You'll find a lot of wellness blogs, written interviews, detailed podcast show notes, and my shop, where you will be able to find workshops, my self-care course, digital downloads, ebooks. There's a lot going on my website, so make sure you check that out at accordingtodes.com. And while you're there, join my email list to stay in the know about what I have going on and available for you. When you sign up, you will get your free ebook, The 5 Stress Reduction Techniques to Help You Feel More Relaxed. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you next week. So until then, I hope you have a calm and peaceful week.